Good morning. 7 something. 7:44. No, 7:49. April 22nd, 2015. A Wednesday, Earth Day. It's 44, 45 degrees out here. It actually feels a little bit colder than that, but it's probably right. 3 in a row, I've done 3 in a row, whoopee! A little bit later today because the kid did actually go to school this morning. Yesterday, I didn't get a lot of writing done. I got a little bit, but I got the lawn, front lawn mowed. I got to do the back lawn today. I got sprinkler guys coming this afternoon to redo the irrigation system. I want to redo the control box. I'm not sure that's absolutely necessary, but I also need to replace a bunch of the valves, so I'm not going to complain too much. Oh, that does all look good. One of the brick retaining walls seems to have lost a bit of integrity, fallen over. So I really don't have an awful lot to talk about today. It was a long day yesterday. For reasons I really can't get into. Well, I could, but it would not be wise. Fingers are cold. And I'm probably going to be working up a sweat by the time I get down here and make up the turn eastward and get the sun shining on me. It's definitely spring. There are times when I have this sort of disconnect with where am I in the year. And I look at the mountains and see the snow on the mountains, and I think, oh, is it fall? Is it spring? Is it winter? Summer is pretty unambiguous. It's hot. The rest of the year is easy to get lost. See, there's an aspen tree here that's already in full leaf. And across the street are a bunch of trees that I think might be maples. They have a few buds on them. I don't really know why the aspens have leafed out so soon, although it is the 22nd of April. It's almost over. April. It has a spring smell to it, the morning. There's a certain human component. I think there's a little bit of Febreze in the air, but there's also a really pleasant green smell to the air. There's a couple of maples that have leafed out pretty well. That was definitely a strong whiff of exhaust. Ugh. I should probably keep my eyes open to see if I can spot the elder daughter coming home from work. She went this morning at 4 o'clock. Technically she gets out at 8, but quite frequently she stays for an extra hour. But only if they need her. And she just works a couple blocks from here, it's, as the crow flies, about a quarter of a mile, half a mile maybe. So, third day in a row, I'm going to get my sorry carcass out and walking. Honestly, I don't know if I feel any better or not. I'm not quite as angry as I was on Monday. I'm still frustrated to a certain degree. Been able to really recoup a whole lot. Although perhaps a bit. Bus. I've got a lot of stuff I need to do today. Almost none of it has to do with writing, creating. Thank you. now, so we'll be looking for the school bus to come out here on this other side street. I have made the turn eastward. I'm coming up on the Monk Post. Guess I'm late enough that the trash truck has made his rounds. Either that or he's halfway up the street and he's gonna turn around and go back the other side. Monk Post, as promised. There's the school bus. I've just been pacing pretty well because my legs aren't really sore. My calves are a little sore. I've got a knee that's twinging, but after not walking for like 3 weeks, coming back out to 2 miles, bang. I'm kind of surprised the haven't had a greater toll on my body. The lawn mowing yesterday was just that little extra, I think, that's what bothering my thighs. And I still have to do more today, but I only did half of it yesterday. I'll do half of it today. Sprinkler guys will be here. Get the sprinklers turned back on, get the irrigation system running properly, fix the leaks. Yeah, I was right. Here comes a trash truck. A cute little house going in there. He'll be back. I wonder if I can stay ahead of him. It's got 3, 4, 5 cul-de-sacs to pick up from here. Up the pace a little bit, maybe I won't have to talk over him again. Oh, lilacs are out. Look at that. Oh, pretty, pretty. Our lilacs are coming back slowly, but they're coming back. We had them revitalized, rejuvenated. Basically had them cut off at the base so that the roots would force new growth. They still haven't got up as tall as the fence yet, but that won't be long. Okay, there's the school bus. The wheelchair ramp bus. Picking up a student here in the neighborhood. Sun is warm now that I'm walking in it. Yard's still soggy. There's enough condensation, enough moisture in the air that the dew is rather heavy this morning. I stepped out into the grass and Let's just say I'm glad I've got the waterproof boots these days, because that was a bit nasty. Surprised myself. I looked up and saw the car parked in the yard. I thought, who's that? It's like, oh, it's me. And the reason is because the sprinkler guys are coming and they need to be able to get to the control box, which is in the garage, right where I park. So I left the car out so they could get in. They won't be here for several hours yet, but... Oh, I've got to go to the grocery store too. Shoot. Well, this is going to be a busy day. Very little of it productive in the sense of artist at work, but so it goes. I didn't get my computer updated yesterday either. That was what I was going to do. I forgot all about it. I got a laptop that's running Ubuntu that's a little bit out of date. Firefox wants to update and it can't because it doesn't have the right libraries. I should update it to trusty tar, I guess. Home again, jiggity jig. So yeah, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow, well, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.